الناس بتعوتي
my people
اللي بيحضروا الكنيسة بتاعتي
the ones that attend my church
اجتماع الشباب بتاعي
my youth meeting
في لونج بيتش بتاعتنا
in Long Beach.
شعبي
my people
عمل شرين
they have done two evils
تركوني أنا
they have left me
ينبوع المياه الحية
the source of the living water
في سفر ارميه واصحاح 2 وعدد 13 لو حد عايز يفتح
Jeremiah 2:13
شعبي عمل شرين
for my people have committed two evils
البدايه بتاعتهم والنهايه
their beginning and their end
they got lost اول حاجه ان هم البدايه بتاعتهم سابوني انا
The first thing is that in their beginning is they have forsaken me.
تركوني أنا ينبوع المياه الحية.
They have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters.
وبيدوروا ماشيين وهم تايهين بينقروا لأنفسهم أبار أبار مشققة لا تضبط ماء.
And they're looking as they're walking lost, they are hewing or digging themselves cisterns, broken cisterns that can hold no water.
البداية والنهاية.
Beginning and end.
يا ترى ابتديت ولا لسه؟
Have you even started or not yet?
مين البداية ومين النهاية؟ تكلمنا الأسبوع اللي فات. الرب بيوقف وقال أنا هو البداية والنهاية.
Who's the beginning? Who's the end? We spoke last week. The Lord said, I am the beginning and the end.
أنا الألف والياء.
I am the Alpha and the Omega.
بيقول عن نفسه في البدء كان الكلمة.
He says about himself that in the beginning was the word.
في يوحنا واحد.
In John chapter 1.
في البدء كان الكلمة.
In the beginning was the word.
أنا موجود من البداية.
I am from the beginning. I'm present.
قبل ما تتكون الدنيا كلها دي أنا كنت موجود.
Before the world was formed, I existed.
والكلمة كان عند الله وكان الكلمة الله.
And the word was with God and the word was God.
ده في يوحنا.
That's in John.
بيتكلم عن الرب يسوع.
He's speaking about the Lord Jesus.
إنه هو البداية.
That he's the beginning.
وفي البداية في سفر التكوين نلاقي إنه في بداية تاني.
And in the beginning in Genesis that there's another beginning.
نلاقي في البدء خلق الله السماوات والأرض.
It says that in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth.
يبقى في بدايتين.
So there are two beginnings.
البداية اللي ما نعرفش إمتى هي بداية الله اللي هي إله الصرمدي الأزلي.
The beginning where you know it's the beginning of time since the existence of God. He's eternal from the beginning.
ما كانش مع الناس لكن كان مع الآب ومع الابن والروح القدس مع بعض الإقنوم قبل تأسيس العالم.
Wasn't with people before the foundation of the world. God the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit existed as
لكن,
a deity.
لكن في تكوين واحد بنلاقي بدء الخليقة في البدء خلق الله السماوات والأرض.
But in Genesis chapter 1 it talks about the beginning of creation. In the beginning God created the heavens and the earth.
بدايتي وبدايتك إن ربنا خلقنا خلق السماوات وخلقني كمان.
By in the beginning God created us. He created the heavens and us.
في البدء.
In the beginning.
البدايات.
Beginnings.
يمسكها الله.
God holds on to it.
يحتويها الله.
God has it in his hands.
لو بعدت عن البداية انت تايه.
If you go far from the beginning you're lost.
يقول الكتاب اذكر خالقك في ايام شبابك.
The Bible says remember your God in the days of your youth.
اعرف مين خلقك.
You need to know who created you.
لانه هو اللي عارفك.
Because he's the one that knows
هو
you.
اللي صنعك.
He's the one that made you.
في بداية ثالثة.
There's a third beginning.
في رسالة يوحنا الرسول الأولى وأصحاح واحد وعدد واحد.
In 1 John 1:1.
بيقول الذي كان في البدء.
Says
أو من البدء.
The one who was from the beginning.
الذي سمعناه الذي رأيناه بعيوننا.
The one whom we have heard, whom we have seen with our eyes.
ده بقى التجسد.
This is the incarnation.
المسيح اللي جالنا.
This is Christ who came to us.
بداية جديدة.
A new beginning.
أصل بداية الخلق.
Because the beginning of creation.
حصل فيها لخبطة.
There things were got a little messy, messed up.
خلق الله الإنسان على صورته وعلى شبهه.
God created man in His image and in His likeness.
لكن حصل فيه خراب في الإنسان.
But there was destruction in man.
حتى في الأرض كان في خراب.
Even on the earth there was destruction.
بسبب الخطية.
Because of sin.
علشان كده كان لازم يحصل خليقة جديدة.
And that's why there had to be a new creation.
الرب خلقني وخلقك على صورته.
The Lord created me and created you in His image.
على أحلى صورة.
In the best image.
لكن كنا تراب.
But we were dust.
ورجعنا للتراب.
And we went back to dust.
وخضعنا لإبليس.
And we were obedient to Satan.
عشان كده لازم كان الله يخلقنا من جديد.
And that's why God had to create us anew.
كان عن طريق المسيح عن طريق تجسد المسيح.
This was through Christ, through the incarnation of Christ.
وده اللي بيتكلم عنه في رسالة يوحنا الرسول الأولى أصحاح واحد.
And that's what speaks about in 1 John chapter 1.
عن تجسد المسيح.
About the incarnation of Christ.
المسيح حبني.
Christ loved me.
ولما شافني مش قادر أعملها بنفسي.
And when he saw that I can't do it by myself.
وفشلت في نفسي.
And I gave up on myself.
جه علشان يرجعني مرة تاني.
He came to restore me again.
لمكاني اللي خلقني عليه على صورته.
To my place where he had created me in his image and his likeness.
وهي دي البداية الحقيقية.
This is the true beginning.
هل رجعت لمكانك؟
Have you come back to your position?
الكتاب بيقول إن كان أحد في المسيح يسوع فهو خليقة جديدة.
The Bible says that if anyone is in Christ Jesus, for he is a new creation.
هل أنت في المسيح؟
Are you in Christ?
بيقول الكتاب مخلوقين في المسيح يسوع لأعمال صالحة قد أعدها الله لكي نسلك فيها.
The Bible says we are created in Christ Jesus for good works that God has prepared beforehand that we may walk in them.
خليقة جديدة.
New creation.
هل ابتديت البداية دي؟
Have you started this beginning?
وقلت الأشياء العتيقة قد مضت هوذا الكل قد صار جديدا.
Have you said the old things have passed away now everything has become new?
محتاجين نبدأ البداية دي.
We need to start this beginning.
لأن ما نقدرش.
Because we can't.
نرجع لمركزنا تاني.
Go back to our position again.
بدون ما ندخل جوه المسيح.
Unless we go in Christ.
حتى داود نفسه.
Even David himself.
اللي كان قلبه زي قلب ربنا.
His heart is like God's heart.
اللي كان ربنا بيبص على كل قلوب الناس قال ما فتشت قلوب الناس ما لقيتش قلب أحلى من قلب داود.
The Lord was looking at all the hearts of people and then he says I searched and I did not find a heart like mine like David.
إيه رأيكم قلب داود واقع ولا لا؟
What do you think David's heart?
فشل ولا لا؟
Did he fall? Did he fail? Did
نعم.
he give up or not? Yes.
نعم هو زيي yes. وزيك.
He's just like me and you.
قلب فشل.
It's a heart that gave
بسبب
up
الخطية.
Because of sin.
لكن الله لم يفشل فيه.
But God did not give up on him.
عندما صرخ داود وقال قلبا نقيا أخلق فيا يا الله.
When David cried out and said, "Create in me a new heart, O God."
اخلق يا رب.
Create, O God.
بداية جديدة.
A new beginning.
لأن القلب.
Because the heart.
اتدنس بالخطية.
Has become defiled by sin.
أنا محتاج قلب جديد.
I need a new heart.
مين يقدر يعمل البداية دي غيرك يا رب؟
Who can do this beginning other than you, Lord?
مين يقدر يرجع العلاقة من جديد لتكون قلب نقي زي زمان غيرك يا رب؟
Who can restore the relationship again to be a pure heart like yours other than you, Lord?
نيجي النهاردة ونقول له يا رب.
Let's today come and say, Lord.
يا رب اخلق من جديد، عيد من جديد، رجع من جديد.
Lord, create again from freshly and come and restore again, Lord.
لو كنت بعدت عن البداية.
If you had gone far from the beginning.
أنا محتاج أرجع مرة تاني.
I need to come back another time.
ربنا يخلقني من جديد.
And God to create me again.
بيقول عن ربنا إنه هو خالق أمين في عمل الخير.
It says about God that He is a faithful creator in His work.
وفي مزمور 104 وعدد 30.
In Psalm 104 verse 30.
بيقول ترسل روحك فتخلق.
He says, "You send forth your spirit; they are created."
ده اللي كنا بنصلي من أجله.
That's what we were praying for.
المحبة اللي ضعفت وقلت يا رب أنت اللي تقدر تيجي.
The love that has weakened and has decreased, Lord, You're able to come.
وتعيدها مرة تاني جديدة.
And restore it another time again.
وما فيش حد يقدر يعمل العمل ده غير
no
ربنا.
Can do this work other than the Spirit of God.
صدقوني ولا أقدر أعمله ولا أكبر واعظ يقدر يعمله.
I can't do it. The best preacher can't do it.
لو بيلي جراهام جه النهاردة ووزرنا.
If Billy Graham came today and visited us.
من غير عمل روح الله فينا.
Without the work of the Holy Spirit in us. There will be no results.
لكن الرب يرسل كلامه.
But the Lord sends His word.
يرسل روحه.
Sends His spirit.
ويعمل ايه؟
And what does He do?
مش ينظف بس.
He doesn't just clean.
لأن النظافة ممكن بعد شوية يطلع الوساخة مش كده؟
But you know, if you clean, sometimes it gets dirty again.
لكن ساعات الموضوع عايز خلق بقى.
But sometimes the issue needs creation.
أصل الموضوع راح للدراي كلينر many times وبعد كده failed يعني.
See, we took this issue to the dry cleaner many times and it keeps failing.
أو عندنا في أسيوط في رفة.
In Asyut, we have this thing.
ولا حاجة. واخد بالك؟
When your shirt is torn.
ما مش هترميه يعني.
You're not gonna throw it away.
واحد بس للسنة كلها يعني كل سنة وانت طيب يعني.
You get one shirt per year, all right? Merry Christmas.
ما فيش غير كده هو واحد بالسنة ربنا معاك.
One per year, may God be with you.
فلو حصل له حاجة.
So if something happens.
أو البنطلون حصل له حاجة.
Say something happens to your pants.
اللي يحصل.
What do you do?
عندنا محلات كتيرة اسمها الرفة.
We have a lot of stores.
ربنا معاك. يرقع كده يعني حط رقع.
Oh, and so they basically patch it up for you.
Patches. احنا مليين البيت patches النهاردة.
Our house is full of
patches everywhere.
Patches everywhere.
Patches. Patches دي على فكرة غريبة قوي يعني patches دي توقيع يعني.
These patches are really.
بس إيه عايزت.
You just.
عايزت تعمل لها بوية وتعم يعني تدهنها يعني عشان تغطي يعني كل الحاجات.
So you paint it and you just want to cover up, you know.
صدقني قلبي وقلبك.
My heart and your heart.
ما ينفعش فيه الكلام.
You can't patch it up.
عشان كده داود عارف الموضوع.
And that's right. David knew it.
يا رب قلبي.
He says, Lord, my heart.
مش عايز ترقيع.
My heart doesn't need patching up.
لكن عايز خلق.
But it needs creation.
أنا بعدت قوي يا رب عنك.
I've gone really far from
أنا
you.
أنا غضبت قلبك. أنا ما أعرفش إزاي عملت كل اللي عملته ده.
I've angered your heart. I have no idea how I did what I did.
لكن عايز قلبا نقيا أخلق فيا الله وروحا مستقيمة جدد في داخلي.
But I want you to create in me a new heart. And renew your spirit within.
الله يستطيع أن يعمل كده بروحه يرسل روحه فيجدد.
God is able to do this with His Spirit. He sends His Spirit and He renews. And so He creates.
في تكوين واحد نلاقي إن الدنيا كانت خربانة.
And in Genesis 1, we find that the world was destruction.
خلق الله السماوات والأرض ونقطة.
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Period.
اتعلمنا الصبح من الأسيس ان كل نقطة معناها في سكوت يعني الموضوع خلص على كده.
We learned in the morning from the pastor that when there's a period you have to pause in the reading.
بعديها من عدد واحد لعدد اثنين انا ما اعرفش ايه اللي حصل في الدنيا يعني.
And from verse 1 to verse 2 I have no idea what happened to the world.
وده كل الناس كتير على فكرة مش فاهم الموضوع ده وانا ما كنتش فاهمه يعني.
A lot of people don't understand this and I didn't understand
ولغاية دلوقتي مش فاهمه يعني.
And until today I don't understand it, okay?
افهمه.
I'm just trying to understand it.
لكن بيحصل يعني في شراح كتير بيقولوا ان في الوقت ده حصل سقوط الشيطان والدنيا اتلخبطت خالص يعني.
So a lot of people that explain the word of God they say between between verse 1 and verse 2, that's when Satan fell. Because God never creates something that's messed up. But God created everything and it was excellent. But there was pride.
حصل في سقوط من إبليس.
There was a fall from Satan.
وحصل في هدم وخراب في الأرض.
And then there was destruction and in the earth.
عشان كده في عدد 2 بيقول وكانت الأرض خربة.
That's why in verse 2 it says the earth was without form and void.
متفقين معايا؟
You guys agree with me?
مستحيل ربنا يخلق حاجة تكون خربانة يعني.
It's impossible that God would create something
يعني
that's without form.
يعني النقطة دي في حاجة حصلت بينها يمكن آلافات السنين ما حدش عارف.
Something happened here. It could have been thousands of years.
عشان كده الناس ممكن يجوا ويشككوك في 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 الكتاب ويقولوا ده حاجة ليها مش عارف 4000 سنة حصلت والخليقة حصلت السنة دي.
And so sometimes people will try to give you some doubts by giving you different dating that's found in the Bible. Because there's creation that's from the beginning. And then there was destruction.
لكن نقرأ في العدد الثاني بيقول.
But in verse 2 we read.
وكانت الأرض خربة وخالية وعلى وجه الغمر ظلمة.
The earth was without form and void. The darkness was on the face of the deep.
أصلي في البدء كان موجود ربنا.
Because in the beginning God was there.
لكن عايز أقول لكم على البدء تاني.
But I want to tell you about another beginning.
تحب تعرفه؟
Do you guys want to know it?
في واحد كان موجود في البداية برضه.
There was this guy who was there in the beginning also.
لو حد يطلع لنا يوحنا 8 وعدد 44.
If someone can open up John 8. 44
وخلينا كلنا نقعد في 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 تكوين بس واحد بس او حد واحده يعني طلعونا
Everyone else stay in Genesis but just one person and read out loud John 8:44
ده ايه البيجينينج دي كان من الزمن من البدايه كده يعني
He was like that from the beginning What is this
البدايات.
beginning You need to know the beginnings
الله خالق في البدء
God created in the beginning
وابليس من البدء
And Satan from the beginning
ربنا عمال يخلق
God keeps creating
وابليس عمال يعمل ايه
And Satan keeps on
يكسر
breaking
ويقتل
killing
ذاك كان قتالا للناس من البدء.
He was a murderer from the beginning.
ولم يثبت في الحق.
And does not stand in the truth.
ما فيش في حق.
Because there's no truth in him.
ما تتكلم بالكذب.
When he speaks a lie.
هو ده اللي عنده.
That's what he's got.
صدقوني ما عندوش أحسن من كده.
He doesn't have anything better than that.
أحلى اللي عنده هو كذب.
The best he's got is this.
إنما يتكلم مما له.
He speaks from his own resources. For he's a liar. I'm not cussing him out, okay? That's what the Bible says. And the father of it, okay?
Forgive.
Well, I'm not going to tell you forgive me. You are a liar and the father of it.
There's
a lot of people that believe. He's from the beginning. You need to know the beginnings. He's a liar. He's a murderer. You need to know the beginning. Don't get lost. Stand on the foundation. The Bible says that the beginning of wisdom is the fear of God. See, that's the beginning of wisdom. If you want wisdom,
اطلب مخافة الله.
Seek to fear God.
من البدء الله خلق الإنسان آدم وحواء مش كده؟
From the beginning God created Adam and Eve, right?
آدم وإيف ولا آدم وستيف مش عارف يقولوا الله خلق الإنسان آدم وحواء مش كده؟
God created man Adam and Eve.
لكن القتال والكذاب والكده بيحاول إن هو يخرب اللي ربنا عمله.
But this murderer, this liar, he tries to destroy what God had made in from the
beginning. ربنا خلق واحد وواحدة علشان يكونوا مع بعض بس.
God created male and female so they would be together. That's it.
مفيش حد ثالث.
No third person.
علاقة نظيفة نقاوة فيها.
A clean and pure relationship.
الإنسان بيحاول يغير.
But people like to change it up.
ربنا عمل كده عشان يصير الاثنين جسدا واحدا.
God did this that the two may become one flesh.
وما جمعه الله لا يفرقه إنسان.
And what God gathers, let no man scatter.
بنما هو ده اللي عمله.
And that's what the Lord did.
الإنسان عايز يغير.
People want to change.
لكن ده البداية.
But that's the beginning.
وده الحق.
And that's the truth.
قوم في مرة ربنا وبيحاولوا إن هم يحاولوا يقولوا له يعني هل ممكن يبقى في طلاق ولا مش ممكن؟
So one time they came and they wanted to kind of debate the Lord and said so.
وموسى سمح وكتب كتاب طلاق.
You know, is it all right to have a divorce or not? You know, Moses allowed for them to write a book to write for divorce.
لو حد عايز يعني من فين بالضبط هقول له في مرقس 10.
If you want to know exactly where, it's Mark chapter 10.
لكن ربنا قال له ولكن من بدء الخليقة.
But God said from the beginning of creation.
من أجل ذلك يتق الإنسان الرجل أباه وأمه ويلتصق بأمه ويكون الإنسان جسد واحد.
For this reason a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife and the two shall become one flesh. That's exactly what the Lord wants.
لكن الناس عايزة.
But what do people want?
عايزين اختراعات جديدة.
They want to invent new things.
هو ده اللي عمله قايين.
That's what Cain did.
عايزين اختراعات جديدة.
We need new inventions.
زهقنا من طريقة ربنا.
We are bored of God's ways. We're sick of it.
فمرة راحوا لربنا وقالوا له.
One time they went to the Lord and they said to him.
يا رب أي وصية هي الأولى؟
Lord, which command is the first?
أول حاجة يعني.
What's the number one?
تعرفوا ربنا قال لهم إيه؟
You guys know what the Lord said?
لو نطلع في مرقس 12.
If you open up Mark 12.
وعدد 28.
Verse 28. البدايات. Beginnings.
أول وصية.
The first command.
أول حاجة ربنا عايزها مني ومنك.
The first thing that God wants from me and from you.
بننشغل بأمور كثيرة.
We get preoccupied with many things.
لكن أول دي البدايات.
But in the beginning, this is the beginning.
أول وصية.
The first commandment.
فأجاب يسوع في عدد 29.
Verse 29, Jesus answered him.
أول كل الوصايا هي اسمع يا إسرائيل الرب إلهنا رب واحد.
The first of all the commandments is hear O Israel the Lord our God the Lord is one.
الرب إلهك.
And you shall love the Lord your God.
من كل قلبك.
With all your heart.
كل نفسك.
With all your soul. With all your mind.
كل قدرتك وهذه هي الوصية الأولى.
And with all your strength this is the first commandment.
هل لما جيني وبنرنم ونقول يا رب بحبك فعلا بحبك من كل قلبي من كل نفسي من كل فكري هل احنا صادقين في الكلام ده؟
When we come in our songs we tell him Lord I love you from all my soul all my mind all my strength are we really honest with this when we say this?
دي أول وصية.
That's the first commandment.
لو ضعت بعيد عن المحبة الأولى.
If you go far from your first love,
انت طحت.
You are lost.
تعال النهارده يعني نختبر قلوبنا قدام ربنا النهارده ونقول له يا رب فعلا هل قلبي بيحبك من كل فكر من كل القلب من كل القدره.
Let's come before him and say Lord I want to test my heart for real and I want to see does my heart really love you? Do I really love you from all my heart, all my soul, all my mind and all my strength?
ربنا جه يعاتب كنيسة أفسس.
The Lord came to rebuke the church of Ephesus.
في رؤية 2.
In Revelation 2.
وبيقول له في عدد 2.
In verse 2 he says.
أنا عارفك كويس.
I really know you well.
وربنا يعرفنا كويس قوي يعني.
And God knows us really well.
اوعى تفتكر ان ربنا مش عارف كل حاجة عنك، هو عارف كل حاجة عني وعنك.
Don't think that God doesn't know everything. He knows every detail about me and you.
صدقني هو بيجي يمدحك قبل ما يجي يوبخك.
I promise you he always comes to praise you before he rebukes you.
مش زينا احنا.
He's not like how we do it.
لما نيجي يعني احنا يعني زعلانين من حد.
Or if we're mad at someone, we come and
اول حاجة مش نقول له انت حلو وجميل وانا بحبك.
The first thing we do is we don't say, oh, you're nice, you're beautiful and I love you.
How are you? Okay, anyway, كده يعني. How are you? Good? Okay. So, لما نكون عندنا حاجة وعايزين نقولها.
But when we have something to say to someone.
نيجي جاوي ونقولها كده يعني إيه؟ نقولها يعني.
We come and we say it and we really say it.
لكن ربنا لما بيجي هو مش زينا يعني.
But when God comes, He's not like us.
ربنا حلو.
God is good.
بيجي يمتدحنا يشجعنا.
He comes and praises us and encourages us
first. عارف أعمالك.
He said that I know your works.
تعبك.
Your labor.
صبرك.
Your patience.
ما تقدرش تحتمل الأشرار.
And that you can't bear those who are evil.
وأنت يعني رسل وما لقيتهمش رسل يعني أنت خبير يعني.
And you've become an expert at discerning. You've found out who are false apostles.
احتملت ليك صبر.
And you have preserved and have patience.
ده كل ده من أجل اسمي.
You've persevered and have patience, and you've done all this for my name's sake.
ولم تكل.
And you've not become weary.
أعتقد لو ربنا قال لي كل الكلام ده يعني أقول له يا سلام، ده أنا شخصية فظيعة يعني.
If the Lord came and told me these things, I would say, "Wow, man, I'm awesome."
ربنا بس يعني انا هطلع بره الموضوع شويه.
Let me just deviate from the topic for a minute.
يعني انا بقول لنفسي يعني.
I'm just telling myself.
لما تكون زعلان مع هبه مثلا.
Let's say I'm upset with هبه.
اول حاجه اروح اقولها له ايه يعني.
What's the first thing that I
اقول لها الحاجه الوحشه اللي انا متضايق منها كده يعني.
When I talk to her, I tell her what I'm upset about.
ربنا علمنا يعني ال what we call it يعني what we call it. Skills, communication skills كده يعني.
But may God teach us some communication skills.
فلما نكون زعلانين من مع بعض أو كده يعني.
If we're upset or angry with each other.
قبل ما تروح تقول الحاجة الوحشة اللي أنت هتضرب بها خنجر أخوك والأخدك يعني كده.
Before you go and you stick your brother or sister with the.
يعني صخرة عايز تفتح راسه كده يعني.
With the knife or you want to open their head with a rock or something.
تعال كده قول له الحاجات الحلوة يعني.
Come and tell them the good things.
كل واحد فينا في حاجة حلوة صدقني.
I promise you there's something good in every one of us.
أنا في حاجات حلوة صدق يعني.
There's some good things in me. Can you believe it?
عارف مناخيري طويلة وكده. لكن
I know my nose is big and stuff. But there's some good stuff, okay?
ممكن في نغزتين هنا حلوين. ما أعرفش إلا أي حاجة تعجبك يعني.
Look, I may have some cute dimples or something.
كل واحد في حاجة حلوة يا أخي يعني.
Everyone's got something good, all right?
يعني هتبص فيا مش هيعجبك حاجة بس يعني في احتمال يعني احتمال في حاجة هتعجبك.
You look at me, you won't like some things, but there may be something that you may like.
لما تتعامل مع أخوك أو مع أختك.
So when you deal with your brother or your sister.
أو مع مراتك أو مع جوزك.
Or with your wife or with your husband.
خلينا نتعلم من ربنا وهو بيتعامل معانا.
Let's learn from God on how He deals with us.
بعد ما قال له على كل حاجة حلوة فيه.
After He told him about everything lovely in Him.
قال له عندي عليك.
He said, nevertheless, I have this against you.
دي الوصية الأولى.
And he went, took him back to the first commandment.
إنك تركت محبتك الأولى.
That you have left your first love.
منيش كل اللي بتعمله ده حلو وأنا بشكرك جدا عليه لكن أنا عندي عليك إن ده أهم حاجة دي الوصية الأولى أنت نسيتها.
And he says, you are wonderful, you're great, but I do have something against you. And that you've left that most important commandment, the first commandment, you left it. If you are serving and killing yourself in ministry, but there's no, you have not love. God says, look, I've got this on you, I've got this on you, I've got this against you. You have left your first love. Well, what should I do, Lord? Go back to the point of the beginning. Remember therefore from where you have fallen, repent.
واعمل الأعمال الأولى.
And do the first works.
وإلا.
Or else.
أصل المحبة دي أنا مش هستغني عنها خالص.
See this type of love I can't compromise on.
الأعمال ممكن يعني شوية.
The works fine maybe a little bit.
لكن المحبة دي أنا مش هسكت عليها. But this
love, no way I can't accept it.
أسيس الصبح كان بيحكي على ال ما أعرفش مين اللي كان ال أبونا زكريا.
The pastor in the morning was speaking about Father Zechariah.
كلكم عارفين افتكرت يعني.
Guys, remember? I'm sure you're laughing.
أو بتضحكوا بدون سبب.
Or you just laugh for no reason.
ضحك بدون سبب ما أعرفش إيه يعني. لكن anyway.
I won't say what laughing for no reason is.
صدقوني في مرة مدرس عربي.
I promise you this. There's this Arabic teacher.
مش عارف كان بيقول حاجة كده.
Anyway, he's teaching Arabic and he was saying something in the class.
تخلف في مصر.
Look at it's retarded in Egypt.
كنت في الفصل يعني كنت تلميذ صغير في سنة خمسة ابتدائي.
I was like fifth grade in Egypt, a student.
صدقوني حصلت يعني.
I promise you it happened. And I still remember till today.
بيقول حاجة.
He's saying something.
حبيت أشجعه أنا مبتسم يعني.
And I want to encourage him. So I smiled.
حتى أي حد يقول حاجة مبتسم له يعني كده.
Anyone that says something, I smile at him.
كان عندي أوتوغراف بالناس بتكتب لي حاجات فيه وأنا صغير يعني.
I have people would write me autographs as a kid. They'd write me little notes.
كان في حاجات زي كده ما أعرفش إزاي.
We had things like that in Asyut, but we really did.
يقول لك إيه اعمل كده ودي للناس حبايبك وكل واحد يكتب لك فيه حاجة.
And then you make a notebook and you give it to people that are your friends and they write you autographs. They write you some things about like notes.
My cousin يعني.
So my cousin.
كان ساكن فوقينا يعني.
Who lived on the floor above us.
أكبر مني يعني.
He was older than me.
كتب لي حاجة في الأوتوغراف بتاعي.
He said, "Hey, can you sign my notebook?"
قال لي, "I love your smile." كده يعني. أحب ابتسامتك.
And so he wrote to me that he loves my smile.
الناس يعني محترمة كده بتقدر الابتسامة يعني.
Hey man, people respect and they enjoy the smile. But my retarded Arabic teacher.
ببتسم له.
I smiled to him.
قال لي بتبتسم ليه؟
He says, "Why are you smiling?"
قلت له ما بعرفش أقول له. قلت له يعني سكت. قال لي تعال تعال.
So I stayed. I didn't know what to say. So I stayed quiet. He says, "Get over here." And he beat me.
يقول لي بتبتسم أنت بت.
He says, "You're smiling." He kept hitting me. Open your hand. And
he's. ربنا عطى عشرة قصي كده بدون سبب.
With the stick 10 times on my hand.
بدون سبب يعني ضحك بدون سبب.
He says, "Don't laugh for no reason." All right.
البدايات.
Beginnings.
المحبة الأولى.
First love.
لو رجعنا وسبنا محبتنا الأولى.
If we go and leave our first
الله
love.
الله مش هيسيبنا.
God's not gonna leave us.
لغاية لما يرجعنا مرة تاني للنقطة دي.
Until he restores us again to that.
البدايات.
That beginning.
اللي نسيناها وسط الخدمة.
The things that we've forgotten about as we're serving him.
والشكل الجميل في الخدمة.
And we focus on the ministry needs to look good.
لكن لو البدايات المحبة ضاعت.
But if the beginnings, if the love is lost.
ربنا هيجي يهز.
God's gonna come and shake it up.
وإلا فإني آتيك عن قريب أو زحزح منارتك يعني الخدمة بتاعتك كلها تنتهي.
Or else I will come to you quickly and remove your lampstand from its place. Meaning your whole ministry is going to be gone unless you repent.
ربنا مش بيقبل حلول للمحبة لعدم المحبة غير التوبة.
The only solution God accepts to the loss of the first love is repentance.
إيه ترى أخبار محبتنا لربنا؟
Really, how is our love? How is it going? How is our love towards God?
حد يقدر يختبرها غير هو.
No one can really test it other than
وأنت
him.
كمان.
And you too.
إنك لو بتحبه.
But if you love him.
حاجات كتير خالص هتتغير.
A lot of things will change in our lives.
في مرة واحد جه لربنا.
One time this guy came to the Lord.
وعايز يقدم كده حاجات يعني على المذبح وخدمة وكده يعني.
He wanted to offer these things on the altar and ministry and service and stuff like that.
خلينا نشوفه في متى.
Let's look at in Matthew 5.
24.
24.
أي حد طلعها ممكن يقراها على طول.
Anyone who gets it out, they can read it right away.
5:24.
Matthew 5:24.
عدد 23. Sorry.
Verse 23.
بحب قوي first.
I really love the word first.
اولا.
First.
اصل الاوليات بتاعتنا ضاعت صدقوني كده عايز اقولها لكم
because our priorities they're just gone they're lost
كده حياتنا بقت ملخبطه
and that's why our life became so messy
لما الدنيا تتلخبط معاك والمواعيد تتلخبط معاك
you know when your world becomes messy and your times and meetings become messy
الاوليات في حياتك
if you don't prioritize your life right
ربنا يحب الحياه المتوضبه يعني
god likes an organized and orderly life
لكن كده خدمه و بدون اولا
but see ministry without first
هي خدمه فاشله
is a useless and ministry
وربنا مش هيسكت عليها
and God is not gonna
be quiet about it يصلح الاوليات في حياتنا
until he fixes the priorities in our lives
هنا بيقول له اذا رحت وقدمت على المذبح قربانك
and so here he says therefore if you bring your gift to the altar
وانت متخاصم مع اخوك
And there you find out that you are in an argument with your brother.
أنا ما يهمنيش التقدمات بتاعتك دي.
I don't care for your gift.
روح أولا.
First go.
اصطلح مع أخيك.
And be reconciled to your brother.
بعد كده.
After that.
تعال وقدم قربانك.
Come and offer your gift.
في نفس الأصحاح في متى 5 وعدد 23 أوليات تاني.
In the same chapter.
متى 5 و 23.
Matthew 5.
خدنا 23 مش كده؟ معلش 6.
Matthew 6.
وعدد 33.
Verse 33.
أو ممكن نبدأ من يعني هو في الأول بيتكلم عن المال وعن عن الاهتمامات بتاعة الجسد واللبس والجسد والأكل والشرب كده يعني.
Before that he spoke about money, about the worries of the flesh, about clothing and things of that nature.
وفي عدد 31 بيقول لهم فلا تهتموا قائلين ماذا نأكل أو ماذا نشرب أو ماذا نلبس.
Verse 31 says therefore do not worry saying what shall we eat or what shall we drink or what shall we wear.
لأن كل ده بيطلبوا كل الناس.
Because after all these things the Gentiles seek.
لأن أباكم السماوي يعلم أنكم تحتاجون إلى هذه كلها.
For your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things.
هو عارف كل احتياجاتك النفسية والجسدية والروحية. هو عارفها.
And he knows all your needs, the emotional, the spiritual, the fleshly needs.
لكن أنت نطلب إيه بقى يا رب؟
But what should we ask? What should we seek?
عدد 33.
Verse 33.
أولاً.
First.
أولاً.
First.
اوعى تكون الحاجات متلخبطه معانا
I hope things are not messed up
لكن اطلبوا اولا ملكوت الله وبره
but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness
وهذه كلها
and all these things
ما ذكرهاش تاني
he didn't mention them again
حاجات بسيطه قوي
because these things are just too simple too little
هو عارفها وهيديها لك
he knows them and he will give them to you
لكن الاول
but first
الاول
the first
عايز قلبك
he wants your heart
يا ابني اعطني قلبك
my son give me your heart
ولتلاحظ عيناك طرق
and let your eyes notice my ways
بعد كده خير ورحمه يتبعانك كل ايام حياتك
after that goodness and mercy follow us all the days of our
life اوعى تحاول تقلب الموضوع
don't flip it the other way around
او تمسك العصاية من النص
or try to hold the stick from the middle
تقول انا عايش مع ربنا بس الحاجات دي برضو مهمه في حياتي
you say I'm going to live with the Lord but these things are also very important in my life
انا لازم اطلب كذا وكذا
I have to ask for this and that
مش تطلبها وبس.
And not just seek it.
طلب means يعني قلبك يتوجه كله ناحيتها.
Seek means that your heart is just looking all of it toward it.
لكن ربنا عايز قلبنا يتوجه لحاجة تاني أولاً.
But God wants our heart to be focused on something else
إيه؟
to be first. What does it say?
اطلبوا أولاً ملكوت الله. وجه قلبك ناحية ملكوتي الأول.
Seek first the kingdom of God. Point your heart first toward my kingdom.
وهذه كلها
and all these things
هتزاد لكم
shall be added to you
يعني على البيعة كده
meaning it's a tip
كنت أروح أشتري فول مدمس في أسيوط
I would go buy fava beans in Asyut, Egypt.
أروح أخذ الطبق الصبح وأنزل جري على الطبق بتاع ده. يعني حاجة فأي بالمغرفة يعمل لي إيه مثلاً خمسة ساغي.
So
very important. فأي مغرفة معه أنا عارف مغرفتين يعني كده.
I take my plate over there and it's five piasters and I know I'm gonna take two scoops.
كده الراجل كان بيحبني فيقول لي على البيعة طيب أدي لك شوية كده يعني.
And then the guy would he loved me and so he would give me a little extra little bit. He says that's a tip for me to you.
كل الأمور اللي إحنا بنموت عشانها دي.
You know all these things that we die for.
ربنا عايز يديها لنا على البيعة.
God wants to give it to us as a tip.
لا تهتم.
Don't worry.
لأن الغد يهتم بما نفسه بما لنفسه يكفي اليوم شره.
Don't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble.
متى 8 هختم بالموضوع ده خلاص.
Matthew 8 and I will end with this.
متى 8 وعدد 21.
Matthew 8:21 but we'll go from 18.
ربنا كانوا حواليه جموع كتير قوي.
The Lord had multitudes around him.
احنا بنحب الجماهير مش كده.
We like the multitudes, right?
الجماهير بتبهر الناس.
Multitudes wow people.
ايه الاجتماع اللي فيه ناس كتير احنا نروحه يعني.
Hey, what meeting has a lot of you know high attendance
الجموع
rate? We go there.
دايما ليها قوه يعني.
Multitudes they have power.
حتى في الثورات يعني.
Even in you know demonstrations.
في revolution في مصر يعني.
In the revolution in Egypt.
يقولوا كم واحد في الثورة موجودين بي يعني يتظاهر يعني.
They always tell you how many people are in the revolution there. It has power, the quantity of people.
لكن مع ربنا ملهاش قوة خالص.
But with the Lord that has no value.
لأن ممكن تكون ناس كتيرة موجودة.
Because there may be a lot of people there.
لكن لو ربنا كشف القلوب وعارف مين اللي ليه ومين لوش.
But God really is the one that reveals the hearts and he knows who's his and who isn't.
فواحد من اللي انبسطوا قوي بالجموع.
So one of the people that was really like wowed by the multitudes.
قال له يا معلم اتبعك اينما تمضي.
He says teacher I will follow you wherever you go.
انت very famous.
You are so famous.
انا بحب الموضوع ده.
I like fame.
انا همشي وراك يا رب.
I'm gonna follow you Jesus.
قال له انت عارف انا همشي هروح فين.
He says do you know where I'm going?
الجموع كلها دي.
You see these multitudes.
الشهرة كلها دي.
All this fame.
لكن تعرف لما أروح البيت.
But you know when I go home.
مش هيكون ليا مكان أسند فيه راسي.
I don't even have a place to lay my head.
ربنا لما جه ما كانش ليه مكان عشان يتولد.
The Lord when he came he didn't have a place to be born in.
اللي احتفلوا بيه.
The ones that celebrated him were not humans.
الحيوانات.
But it was animals.
الخليقة بتاعته.
His creation.
قبلته.
His creation accepted him.
وهو رضي إن هو يحصل كده.
And he accepted that this would happen.
ولما جه على الأرض.
And while he was on the earth.
قال الرب إن الثعالب ليها مكان.
The Lord talked about the foxes that they have a place. Foxes have holes.
طيور السماء ليها أوكار تقعد فيها يعني وتنام فيها.
And birds of the air have nests that they can sleep in.
أما ابن الإنسان فليس له أين يسند رأسه.
But the son of man has nowhere to lay his head.
فهمت الموضوع؟
Did you get it?
فهمت إن الطريق ممكن يبقى صعب شوية.
Did you realize that the way may be a little bit difficult?
بنبي جربه كده يعني.
God tests it.
اعتقد ما جاوبوش هو مشي على طول يعني ما تشوفش يعني رد عليه.
We don't see this guy answering. I think he took off right after he heard that.
طيب اهلا وسهلا.
He said hello, goodbye.
طريق تاني.
I have a different way.
واحد قال له واحد تاني.
Well then this other guy came to him.
قال له اخر من تلاميذه يا سيد ائذن لي ان امضي اولا.
Then another of his disciples said to him, Lord, let me first go.
اولا.
First.
خليني أشوف أحوالي وأدفن أبويا يعني.
Let me just see my circumstances. Let me bury my father.
فيش حاجة غلط في الموضوع ده.
There's nothing wrong with this.
لكن ربنا قال له.
But the Lord told him.
قال له يسوع اتبعني.
But Jesus said to him, follow me.
ودع الموتى يدفنون موتاهم.
And let the dead bury their own dead.
إن أراد أحد أن يأتي ورائي فلينكر نفسه ويحمل صليبه ويتبعني.
If anyone wants to follow me, let him deny himself, carry his cross, and follow me.
يا ترى ايه الاوليات في حياتنا؟
What are the priorities in our lives?
هل اولا هي عيلتي؟
Is first my family?
هل اولا هو احتياجاتي؟
Is first my needs?
هل اولا هي محبتي انا وخدمتي هنا او خدمتي هنا؟
Is first my, what I love or my ministry?
ربنا بيجي ويقول اولا دي لازم تتشطب وتتحول اولا بدايه جديده.
God says this whole first thing needs to be crossed out and to start with a new beginning.
ارجع للوصية الأولى تحب الرب إلهك من كل قلبك.
Go back to the first commandment to love the Lord from all your heart.
عندي عليك أنك تركت محبتك الأولى.
I have this against you that you've left your first love.
لأن أول حاجة أجي الكنيسة وأخدم وأصلي وكله دوا.
No, first thing to me is to come to church, attend and pray and all these things.
ربنا يجي ويشطب على الموضوع يقول لا أولا بش
And God says, I want to cross this out. First is not for you to offer to sing or to serve. But first I want you to go and be reconciled to your brother. Then come and offer your sacrifice. First, Lord, I just need to finish college and then I'll serve you. Lord, I'll just get married and then I'll serve you. Lord, you just prepare this one particular thing to me and then I'll serve you right.
God
comes and says, no, seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. God holds on to the beginnings.
هو البداية والنهاية.
He's the beginning and the end.
هو الألف والياء.
He's the Alpha and the Omega.
هل ممكن النهاردة نرجع له ونرجع لتعليمه من جديد؟
Can we come back to him and to his teachings again?
يقول الكتاب إذا تمسكنا ببداية الثقة. نفسي نقرأ مع بعض الآية دي. الحقيقة يعني عزتني جدا النهاردة.
I really wish we would read this particular verse.
أوعدكم يعني.
I promise you to end with it.
هتكون قبل النهاية يعني.
It really touched me. It'll be the before the end.
عبرانيين 3:14. هنقرأ من عدد 12 please.
We'll read from verse 12.
بيتكلم انه كما يقول الروح القدس ان سمعتم صوته. والنهارده احنا بنسمع صوت الرب فلا تقاس قلوب. عبرانيين عبرانيين 3 وعدد 8 او عدد خلينا في عدد 12 احنا.
Hebrews 3:12.
Beware brethren. انا هاخد العقاب بعد الاجتماع. عبرانيين 3 وعدد 12.
Beware brethren, Hebrews 3:12. Beware brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. But exhort one another daily while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin.
في على فكرة هنا تحذير.
Here it's a warning actually.
لأن القلب أخدع من كل شيء وهو نجس وهو نجيس.
Because the heart is deceptive more than anything and it is unclean.
ربنا عارف كده.
And God knows this.
عشان كده بيقول إن كان أحد فيكم في قلب شرير في قلب ممكن يطلع منه شر طبعا.
And he says that's why he says if any of you there is any evil in their heart because that can happen from any heart.
عشان كده داود قال قلبا نقيا اخلق فيا الله.
That's why David said creating me a clean heart O God.
عارف ان القلب بيطلع منه شرور.
Because he knew that the evil comes out of the heart.
وفي خداع في الدنيا وخداع من قلبي انا شخصيا ممكن اتخدع من قلبي.
There's deception in the world and I could even be deceived by my own heart.
بعدم ايمان ارتداد عن الله.
With having lack of faith and
عشان كده محتاجين في عدد 13 بيقول عزوا انفسكم كل يوم.
And that's why in verse 13 it says exhort yourself daily or one another daily.
علشان القلب ما يتأساش والقلب ما يتخدعش.
So that the heart doesn't get hardened and that it is not deceived.
الآية بقى اللي هنختم بيها عدد 14.
The verse that we will end with is verse 14.
لأننا قد صرنا شركاء المسيح. هو دوا مكاننا. نحن شركاء مع المسيح.
For we have become partakers of Christ. That's our position. We partake with
him. What do you
think? Do you want to be a partner, partaker with Christ?
احنا عندنا في كايزر يعني لما تبقى partner دي حاجة كبيرة قوي يعني.
In Kaiser we have this thing if you become partner that's a big thing.
يدوا لك كده حاجة كبيرة قوي يعني.
You get this trophy, whatever.
بس كده شكل يعني.
Just for looks, you look like you're a partner.
بس لما تيجي شركة عايزة تخليك يعني يعني يبقى partner معك.
But when a company wants to make you a partner.
إيه رأيكوا يعني بش كايزر ولا أكبر شركة ولا لكن ده المسيح نفسه عايز يبقى شريك معايا ومعك.
But not Kaiser or a big company, but imagine it's Christ who wants to be partner with you.
والكتاب هنا بيقول أننا قد صرنا.
And here the Bible says, for we have become
شركاء المسيح.
Partakers of Christ.
لو عملنا إيه بقى؟
If we do what?
إذا تمسكنا.
If we hold
ببداءة الثقة.
The beginning of our confidence.
مش هنتوه في السكة.
We're not gonna get lost in the way.
لأن عارفين النهاية.
Because we know the end.
فنتمسك بالبداية.
So we're gonna hold on to the beginning.
لغاية النهاية.
Until the end.
يلا نقرأ العدد ده مرة تاني عدد 14.
Let's read this verse again together. Verse 14. For we have become partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast to the end.
البداية ممكن تبقى حلوة.
The beginning may be good.
لما تتجوز في البداية كده جميل مش كده؟
When you get married in the beginning, it's awesome, right?
بيقولوا عليها شهر العسل.
They call it a honeymoon.
والله البصل ما أعرفش. لكن anyway.
In Arabic, I guess it's the month of honey, or is it onions?
أنا ما كملتش القصة.
I didn't finish the story.
أبونا زكريا بيقول.
Father Zechariah says.
أول ما تشوف اثنين في عربية ويتحكوا مع بعض ومبسوطين خالص.
If you ever drive next to a guy and a lady in a car, if they're happy and kind of smiling and talking and
بتكلموا مع بعض كده خالص.
They're kind of giddy and talking a lot and very talkative.
أعرف إن هما مش متجوزين.
You have to know that these two people are not married.
لكن لو لقيت اثنين قاعدين جنب بعض.
But if you see two people sitting next to each other.
حدش بيبص للتاني.
They will not look at each and they're not looking at each other.
Silent night كده يعني.
And silent night.
أعرف إن هم متجوزين.
You know that these two are married.
أو الأول ممكن يكونوا في أول شهر يعني.
Or the first car they may be in their first month of marriage.
لا ده مش معانا كمسيحيين.
That's not with us as Christians.
لأن ربنا بيحلل الجمال بتاع الجواز بتاعنا يخليه جميل كل يوم.
Because God makes our marriages beautiful every day.
وعلاقتنا مع المسيح ربنا ما يخليهاش ابدا تنطفي ومحبتنا ليه.
And our relationship with Christ, may the Lord not let the fire go out at all.
ممكن لما ندخل مع المسيح ونعرف المسيح حلوه مش كده.
In the beginning when we get to know Christ, the beginning is so really, it's so awesome, it's really good.
هل المحبه دي لسه قاعده معانا؟
But is this fire still burning within this love? God wants this love.
نمسك فيها من البدايه.
To hold on to it from the beginning.
الى النهايه.
Until the end.
ربنا عايز المحبة دي ما تنتهيش.
God wants this love not to end.
ولا تقل.
Not decrease.
ولا تبرد. ولا تفتر.
Not to become colder, not to become lukewarm.
لكن في كل يوم نيجي ونقول له يا رب أحبك.
But every day to come to Him and say, Lord, I love you.
وأحبك.
And I will love you.
لغاية النهاية.
Until the end.
خلينا نصلي مع بعض.
Let's pray together.
ياريت ناخد دقيقة بس نصلي فيها.
We can spend maybe a minute in prayer.
دي أهم دقيقة.
This may be the most important minute.
ممكن أنت تتكلم فيها بصدق مع ربنا.
In it you can speak honestly with the Lord.
ربنا يرجع البدايات.
So that God can restore the beginnings.
ويصلح.
And fix.
المغلوط.
The things that have been wronged.
ونرجع مرة تاني للبداية الحسنة والبداية الجميلة اللي رب عايز يرجعنا ليها.
And we can come back again to the good beginning that God wants us to go back to.
صدقني ربنا بيبكي عليا وعليك.
God is weeping about you and me.
ويقول شعبي عمل شرين تركوني.
He says my people have done two evils. They've left me.
تركوني أنا الينبوع مصدر الحب مصدر الفرح.
They left me. I am the source. I am the source of love and joy.
راحوا يدوروا في الدنيا.
And they went to look in the world.
لفرحة ولا
for happiness
ما تقعدش ثواني
that can't last even for moments.
وجرحوا أنفسهم
and they've wounded themselves.
أنا ببكي على كل نفس بعيدة
I cry and weep over every soul that's far. And I pray for every soul to come back again to its love. Lord, restore us another time to you with honesty. We've gone far, we've been lost from the beginning, Lord. But we want to take the beginning to the end. We want to love you. Father, we thank you for your word to us, and we thank you that even if we've had good beginnings, and if we go astray, and that we, if we get lost on the way, or we get deceived by the world, or even by our own heart, or we wander off the path, we thank you that you do not give up on us. And we thank you for your heart toward us and the way you still view us and how you love us and you continue to pursue us until you restore us. And even when you come and approach us and you restore us, oh, how amazing it was what you did with the angel of the church in Ephesus. You told him all the positives that he had. And then you told him what has wounded your heart. He says, "But I have." You said, "But I have this against you, that you have left your first love." And you've asked him to repent and go remember where he has fallen and come back to you and give you that first love. Lord, help us that we would go back to the beginnings. Help us that we would get our priorities right, Lord. Lord, help us that our priority would be to seek you, to seek your kingdom, and your righteousness, and then you will add all the other things. Help us put you first, and Lord, when we put you first, every other priority falls right into place because you become in charge, and you reign in our hearts and in our lives, and then you give us true perspective, which is your perspective, Lord. So Lord, help us love others in our life through you, through your love, as we repent and we come back to our first fervent love toward you. Lord, we pray that you would help us as on the in the path, on our road, Lord, that as Satan comes and causes issues to come between us and our brothers, Lord, that help us as we've learned, Lord, that first go and be reconciled. Leave your gift before the altar and be reconciled and then come back and offer your gift. Help us, Lord, to care about reconciliation, Lord. Lord, we pray that you would help us to love you first, be reconciled first, and Lord, help us to come back to all the beginnings in our lives. And we pray that these words would be established in us, that would become fruitful in our lives. We pray for your servant who shared them with us, that you would bless him and that you would continue to be fruitful in his life, not just with us, but everywhere that he is at, Lord. Lord, we pray that our love for you would be fervent, more fervent every day that passes than the day that's before it, and that we would continually love you from all our heart. We pray that you would reign in our lives, in our hearts, and that you would be the one who strengthens us in everything that we do. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.